immediately into the forces. And for many months, my dad had to run that three-partner practice single-handed. And I think it was very largely as a result of that enormous overwork that he was so ill. Subsequently, he had a very nice little Czechoslovak doctor came and helped in the practice. And there was also a very elegant, I suppose you would have to call him a refugee. He was a general practitioner in one of the wealthier bits of London. And when the bombing of London started, he came to Cheltenham, and again he spent several years as a kind of assistant to my dad. Anyway, Dad continued getting less and less able with worse and worse coronary artery disease, and he died in 1954. Quite suddenly. He died a month or two after I had qualified.
Is there any history of diabetes in your family?
Well, many people have asked me this. Many hospital clinics have asked me this. And it's a bit odd. My dad was injured in the First World War. The exact nature of his injuries I don't know, but it wasn't that he got a bullet through him or anything of that kind, but he was injured while working in one of the military hospitals. I think it was the 19th Field Hospital in Flanders. It was said that he had glycosuria immediately after the accident. But subsequently he didn't have glycosuria, and up to the time of his death he had no other evidence of diabetes. But that's the only possible bit of diabetic history that I know of in the family.